It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Ben, my audio quality is a little low right now, and I just feel that this was avoidable and is a surprise, and this is my special finale day, and this is not what I asked for, and this is unacceptable.
I know. I hear you. This isn't supposed to happen today of all days on finale day. It's a very
on my
big
special
day.
Finale day.
On your special day, let's see what we can do. I'll see if I have another XLR cable. I'll ship it to you to New York. We'll see what we can do. Okay, it'll be fine. Don't freak out.
How about you vamp? I'm going to run to the audio store.
Okay.
I'm just going to be gone for an hour and a half.
Yeah,
and I'm going to go to Guitar Center. I'll be back in an hour and a half, and then we can continue the show.
Okay, great. All right, folks, so this is just Ben on Love is Blind. We're going to go through this as best we can until Max gets back.
You were going to continue the show without me? That was a test.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I failed.
Can you believe that we predicted that Brett and Tiffany were going to get married?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're Nostradamus. We've said it many times.
Yes, listener Maria here says, roll back the tape. I'm almost positive one of you floated the idea that Brett's reaction in the trailer was in reference to his slacks. Mind blown. I mean,
we definitely said something of the sort. I can't remember exactly what we said, but
no, we specifically said his slacks and that this whole thing would happen.
I have a conspiracy theory on that too, by the way. They did that on purpose.
We'll get
they
yeah, did. Yeah, a raccoon we'll did it. There.
A raccoon did it. Thank God. A little bit of drama.
You little rascal. Got in there.
He got in their garbage cans. He got in their pants. He's a little rascal.
I just want to say people have been so hard on Micah all season, saying she's a mean girl, saying like all these mean things. I don't know what else they've said besides that she's a mean girl. Like I don't really know what else they would say about her. But her and Paul saved this episode. Are you kidding me? They made this thing interesting. Okay. I applaud Micah. I'm going to send a special card out to Micah and Paul for making a memorable finale, because otherwise this would just be the finale where everyone got married and it was kind of boring, you know?
Yeah. Paul, you killed me, you know, with a little knife on the front.
He really stuck the knife in her on the way out, too. Like, multiple times. He was, like, all nice, and then he was like...
That's how he does it. That's how you lure your, you got to lure your victims in with charisma, and then you got to, you know.
Yeah. He was like, I love you so much. I fucking love you. By the way, you could never mother children. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, Paul. She's already dead.
I have processed the data. data shows you will never be a loving mother to a child.
All your children would turn out alcoholics and drug addicts and in federal prison by age 22. Paul, easy. You just said no to her on television. 40 million people are going to watch this worldwide. Why'd you have to say the mother thing? Paul!
That took a lot of courage. Let's just say that.
That is savage!
Yeah. You know what? I think Paul was brave to say that. I think...
Yes!
Yes, Paul! So brave! He's a truth teller. I wish
that his reasoning for saying no... I wish it was just Shelby. I wish he was like, I hate your friend.
Yeah, your friends are your bad. Friend ruined your friends me. With Irina, now you're friends with Shelby. I just think your friends would be a really bad influence on our future children.
Yeah, exactly.
But overall, definitely a little sleepy during parts of this finale. I gotta say, I was feeling a little Tiffany in the pods at parts, but Micah and Paul stole the show. But definitely, there are some very hilarious moments, some epic moments that we do get to talk about for these rainy Seattle weddings.
It's not every season we get a runaway bride, so I am always happy to have whenever it does happen. Giannina, I think, was the most famous of the runaway
brides. I mean Micah, she didn't exactly run, but
it was a walk away bride. She very quickly walked away.
She post chose herself. Okay, Ben, she post chose herself. All right.
She chose herself after she heard Paul's answer first.
Yes. Well, she had to run to the medical tent.
Paul starts talking. He gets two words into what he's saying, and she goes, I choose me.
Thank you. She had to run to the medical tent because there were like three knives in her back already, you know, and she knew that he was queuing up more. Mom, help.
Yeah. If you look closely on all the wedding tables, there's knives, actually. So he had them staked out everywhere.
Shouldn't have worn that backless dress. She should have worn like a suit of armor, but just like the armor half of the back, you know, because, you know, like what it she's really. We all saw the knives on every desk. Come on.
Yep. It's a red wedding, like Game of Thrones. Yes, it's true. Maria in the chat says Giannina's run can't be topped. I don't know if we'll ever get one better than it. It's still, you know, still one of the best in the history.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just want to say, guys, do not forget on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Is the live reunion. And afterwards, we are going to be going live on YouTube and Twitch right afterwards, like within 30 minutes. We're just going to get set up and then we're going to be going live afterwards. So join us on YouTube and Twitch.
Have some late night fun, everybody.
Yes. YouTube.com/realityalert. So join us there. Hit us up in the chat. Ask us questions. Tell us how funny we are live and handsome and smart and stuff, you know, compliments, you know?
validation,
our everything, you know, stuff like that.
Yes,
that's why we want you there.
We need it.
Yeah, we need it. We we have self-esteem issues.
Well said.
Should we start talking about Kwame and Chelsea? Because major yikes here.
Wow.
Let's just start out with what Kwame sounds like when he says I do.
I do.
That was not a very enthusiastic I do.
I do.
No.
We had so many weddings this season, so many like actual yeses this season, that I'm wondering if it's all just because they know a lawyer now and he's not even in divorce law, like he's a criminal defense lawyer. Paul definitely, that's the reason why Paul, you know, does what he does, is because now he knows a criminal defense lawyer, so good for Paul.
But what lawyer do they know that they trust? Zach? You think they trust Zach?
I think they're all thinking Zach can get us out of this.
No, Zach?
No, I know you're saying they don't trust him, but if they're willing to get married after a few weeks of knowing a person, then I'm gonna guess they're willing to think that Zach, a criminal defense lawyer, could get them out of a marriage.
Yeah, but these are reality TV stars. They are not the brightest people. So, you know, you're right. They might be thinking that Zach.
I was trying to say it a nicer way, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we don't need to pull punches here, you know. It's okay. Only Jacquelina, I think, ever said, you know, I wouldn't have him as my lawyer, you know. So that's she's the one that doesn't know. But so Kwame, he says I do. I think he knows what he's doing. He's going to marry her for life. He's going to get the Instagram followers. He's going to paint his house pink, his bathroom pink, every room pink in his house. And he's just going to have to live with it. He's moving to Seattle and he's never going to play Xbox again.
Yep. Never going to play Xbox again. Never going to masturbate again. Never.
He's never going to own a cat like he's always wanted to.
He's going to be stuffing his face full of chocolate strawberries the rest of his life. This is his life.
Well,
now.
He's not going to be stuffing them. She's going to be shoving them in his mouth. And anytime that he voices his own opinion, she's going to be like, "What's that, honey?" I did notice that he is letting her take his last name. She was introduced as taking his last name. So, but
that was a big thing to like Kwame's mom, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, okay. Do you think that he knew that that announcement was coming, or do you think that she told the officiant to say that?
To say it. You know
she
what?
Was like, okay, now this is what you're gonna announce, so that she made it happen.
She definitely did. You're
and then
right.
She was like,
"That is so Chelsea. That's her personality all the way."
And then she's like, "Don't worry, I'll go to the court and get the I'll handle the whole marriage certificate." And she filled out the whole thing, so like he has to sign. She's like, "Don't look at it, just like I'll move your hand for you. You don't need to look, honey. I got it."
And then she put it in a ultra locked safe and threw it at the bottom of a lake. That means you can't ever get divorced, right?
Call me if you need to find the safe. It's pink. Don't worry about it.
They were way too fully clothed during this wedding, by the way, right? I mean, way too.
Yeah. I at least thought that we'd see them like dancing and it'd be like in their Calvin Klein stuff. You know how people, you know, after weddings they switch into like, you know, the bride will switch into like a jumpsuit or something.
Yeah.
You know, they have like their secondary outfits. I thought they'd throw in the Calvin Klein, you know, we get some more Calvin Klein sponsorship. I think we were all disappointed.
Very disappointed. Yeah.
I want to play what Kwame sounds like when Chelsea is talking to him after they got married, because he sounds like he wants to die.
Baby, we married.
Cheers.
To forever.
To forever.
With you. Yeah.
You are my husband.
Yes.
I am.
Your wife.
No. My wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah, you know.
Husband, what it is. Wife.
Yeah, that. It's a good day.
It's the best day for me. Baby. You're my husband. How does that feel?
Amazing.
I love you so much.
I love you so much too.
Yeah.
Is it so? Let me just. I feel like we've talked about this before, but we have to revisit it again. Is it possible that this is just his resting voice, or this is just his regular tone all the time? But even then you're like, this is your wedding day, you should be like super enthusiastic, right? But it really doesn't go much higher than a certain level in terms of tone ever with Kwame.
I don't know, we saw him, you know, change the tone when he was roasting Seattle. You know, we've seen
him change
the tone before. We've seen him change his tone where he gets like lectury. We've seen him change the tone before. Why does his tone sound like this specifically when Chelsea tells him that she loves him? That's when we hear this tone come out.
The tone is, it reads as nervous and embarrassed. Like,
yes,
a little bit. That's how it reads. I'm just saying that's how it reads on TV. Maybe Kwame has, you know, a harder time expressing feelings. I don't know, but it just does not sound good.
He's
it sounds
not happy.
So cringe.
No, I'm not letting him off the hook. He shouldn't have said yes. And this is a thing that he's doing to Chelsea as much as something that she has done to him and to each other. You know, he shouldn't have said yes. What is he thinking? It's not fair to her. What is he doing?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is I bet you they're still together. I still think they are.
He's still walking that dog three times a day.
I still think they're together. I really do.
Me too.
I think this is a Colleen and Matt situation all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little intrigued about an After the Altar. I just hope that it takes place longer than a year after it happens.
I mean, this is one committed group. Let's just say that. Like, throughout the bullshit, they are
Instagram followers.
They are all in on that follower count. All in.
He is committed to repeating whatever Chelsea says to him for the camera.
Yeah. It really, okay. So the ironic thing about all this is, let's call it what it is. I do feel like a lot of them are just doing this for Instagram followers. And the ironic thing about it is that Lauren and Cameron, they're like the couple, right? That everyone is trying to emulate, that they're trying to be like, to get the amount of followers that they have, all of that. The ironic thing is Lauren and Cameron, the reason they're so popular is because they were completely sincere and they weren't going for followers in that first season. And they were all about just the experiment as the experiment. And I think that's why everybody loves Lauren and Cameron so much. And that's why they got so popular. So it's like, it's very ironic that people are trying to like emulate them, but not with the same sincerity.
So how do you do that? How do you try to get followers, but then do the experiment sincerely while insincerely trying to get followers, Ben?
You can't now. It's
over. You got to figure it out. There must be a way to break the code. You gotta enter it, then eternal sunshine yourself a little bit about you're
there. That's a great idea. Let's just have the memories erased. So
yeah, maybe
don't
hit yourself on the head a few times. Seasons.
Yeah. Paul could help you out with that, I'm sure. Paul could make that happen for
us. Yeah, just stab me in the brain a few times. Should we get to Paul and Micah?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Finally, a rainy Seattle wedding. Now we're in a Seattle wedding, I feel.
Hold on. Another conspiracy theory.
The
train when it went past during Tiffany and Brett's, it said Portland on it.
Well, how do you think all of the people got from Portland to Brett's to Brett and Tiffany's wedding? They took the train.
They took the Portland Express straight down.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm wondering if they had all these weddings in Portland, which would be hilarious for a Seattle season of Love is Blind.
I think the whole season just took place in Portland and it was all
probably did. It probably did.
Yeah. I bet they never left Mexico.
Oh, okay. Maria in the chat says it said Seattle to Portland. So that you're right. It is just to transport all of Brett and Kwame's guests, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I love the wine bottle that said, "We can't wait to get drunk at your wedding. Holy shit, you're getting married." Well, it didn't turn out that way because she wasn't getting married. So, and apparently Shelby didn't get drunk enough. So that wine bottle was not a good foretelling of what events were going to occur.
I wish she was sloshed. I really do.
I would have been sloshed. It's a wedding. What else are you supposed to do?
Is that you're that guy at weddings, huh?
Yeah, I don't like to remember them.
You're the guy who pre-games, but pre-games too late, and then you come in an hour late, and you have to move the bride and her dad out of the way to get down the aisle to your seat.
Yeah, well, usually I come in halfway through when like they're already standing at the altar and they're like, "Does anyone object?" And I walk in and they're like, "You're gonna object?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I'm just looking for my seat."
You two look so good. You're beautiful.
Can we start over? I missed the vows.
is the bar open yet? Is it open? Do you guys have Four Locos?
That would be sick, though.
Oh yeah.
So the show tries to paint this as like they're both trying to make a decision, but it seems that Micah has made her decision.
Oh,
she wants to get married. Paul, I think he's actually trying to make up his decision on the spot. I think he's undecided.
No, I do not think that his no was super premeditated. I think he was
unlike his usual style.
He was like, all my groomsmen will be there tomorrow. I'll chat with them and see what they think. And then I can get a consensus. I could do a survey with some people and see if all of my friends and family think I should get married. Then I'll make my choice.
Yeah. And she knows this because she tells her wicked step, I mean, her bridesmaids, that she's worried that Paul might just say yes because he's afraid to lose her. So she like knows that he's just going to do something.
Yeah.
He's just going to make it up. He also keeps saying that him and Micah see the world in the same way. I don't believe this to be true.
I don't think Micah closes her eyes and just pictures dead bodies everywhere.
Yeah, I think Micah probably sees herself as going to be a good mother. You know, I don't know if they see the world in the same way.
No.
I think Micah has more than one shirt, more than one tank top, you know?
Yes.
She only has one. She doesn't have a knife on every table. You know, I think they see the world in different ways.
Right. She likes to get her couches from furniture stores. He likes to get them from the street. Yeah.
Yes.
Some differences here and there, for sure.
So Micah talks to her mom and she says, I want Paul to be 100% in. And Micah's mom is like, well, that's what we all want. But, you know, man, they're never really 100% in. So, you know, Paul, he's good enough. You know, let's just say, yeah, you know.
Nobody gets married with 100% certainty, honey. That's just the way it works, you know.
51% and up is good enough. Is good enough.
Majority for rules, 51%. You know,
you're really not going to do better than 49, Micah. You Paul's probably the best you're going to do. Okay.
For Paul, it's a 50-50, though, because he just wants to flip a coin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you see his mom's face when he said that? She looked like Paul just stabbed her in the heart. That's what she looked like. She was like, oh, God, my son. You're going to get married off a coin flip, buddy?
Micah's like, I feel like when you know, you know. And her mom is like, but you do know that Paul is a serial killer, right? I just want to make sure you know that you're going to marry a serial killer. You know that's right.
You've seen all the knives as you walked in, right? They're planted everywhere, literally everywhere.
Yes, and this does happen, and we did call this on the Reality Alert Bingo. You can check this out on our Instagram, Reality Alert Podcast.
I was going to be here no matter what. From the grave, you crazy bitch!
What are you wearing?
Yes, she did call. Micah does call her mom a crazy bitch.
Nostradamai.
Yes, we called her saying you crazy bitch, but I did not expect her to call her mom a crazy bitch.
No,
coming from
that
the grave,
was very unexpected.
I also love Shelby trying to add on to the joke and say, "What are you wearing?" and somebody saying "shh" to her. Shelby, just shut up. You're not part of this. The camera's not on you. You're not part of the scene. Shut up.
For once, it's not about you, Shelby.
Look, I know she stole your birthday party, but come on.
She's like, you stole my birthday party. I'm going to steal your wedding, you crazy bitch.
Shut up, you crazy bitch. I expected Paul's mom to walk in wearing the wedding dress that he bought for her.
Yeah. I was going to say, after Micah, you know, left the altar, I was hoping that his mom would just hike up there and they could finally do this thing.
Mom, would you do me the honor of standing before me?
I've run all of my calculations, Mother, and it turns out you are the perfect woman for me. You have always taken care of me, and you have always fed me and tucked me in at night and read me stories before bed. And I believe that you are the proper fit for a woman in my life for the rest of my life. Thank you, Mom.
I think you would make a very suitable mother, as I have seen you do for my entire life.
I love you, mommy. I love
Thank you. Officiant, say the thing.
Now is the time to decide if love is blind.
I do. Thank you.
And yes, it is blind because we could not see each other when I was in her womb. It is.
His mom says, Paul says he definitely doesn't not want to marry her. And his mom says, what does your heart tell you? And he's like, I don't have a heart.
What heart?
Heart?
Well, my heart isn't telling me anything, mother. It's pumping blood throughout my body and oxygen to my brain. So I don't know what to tell you, mother. My organ can't speak. Don't want to think about nothing but
now, nothing but now, nothing but now. So Paul's stepmom is blonde, too. Got a lot of blonde going on.
Yeah.
This
is a man who knows what he likes.
Yeah. Also, his dad and his stepmom were like very much like him. Like I was like, oh, okay, I get. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You spend a lot of time with these two.
Yep. It's that side of the family that he.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at like his mom and I was like, you're not like her. And then I was like these two and I was like, oh, okay.
His dad probably was the one that taught him how to carve out the rib cage is what I
certainly. Yeah. To disconnect it from the whatever tendons.
Right. Yep.
Whatever. I'm not a serial killer. I don't know these things.
How to properly dispose of a body in a barrel, all these things. Yeah.
No, you seem to know a lot about this, Ben. A little suspicious.
Let's just say I've watched a few episodes of Sexy Dahmer.
So. Ooh, jealous. So we get to the beautiful, beautiful wedding ceremony. And, we get some of our favorite music. Oh, shit. You just know it's about to go down.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, Micah's about to have a great time. She's like laughing and stuff. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be a silly Billy wedding.
Yeah, it is. Bunch of crazy bitches in this wedding.
What I took away from Micah's vows, I was like, wait, her parents are divorced? What? That was the whole twist of this wedding, you know?
Yeah, I had no idea.
I was like, your parents are divorced? What? All right, I think we can move on to Tiffany and Brett now.
I am curious how many of these people's parents are divorced, because it seems like
we don't even know it because their parents look like they're together. I mean, like, I feel like we were hoodwinked, bamboozled.
We were.
Yeah. It would have been good for the podcast for recapping if we had known that her parents were divorced. I just think that Netflix didn't give us enough info for our 11 previous recaps.
Please.
I really feel tricked. Paul once again says, we were in the same place and we see the world in the same way, you know, but we get to the officiant.
Now is the time to decide if love is blind.
And Micah and officiant ask Micah first, and she pulls out that Uno reverse card. You know, you get that in your pocket, you whip it out, and she flips it and reverses it over to Paul. You know, I was hoping that he would be like, no, you, and he would pull out his reverse card.
Yeah. No, he pulled out his draw 20 knives card.
I was wondering, you know, it's really a good sign when, you know, when the person who's supposed to be answering first then says, I would prefer if you would answer instead.
I loved it. I fucking loved it. The reason I loved it is because the producers clearly were trying to, you know, make her look bad, you know, not look bad, but, you know, they wanted to put her in the embarrassing position where she gets rejected, you know, and she's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. You go first.
I mean, she did look up ending rejected, but she looked a little less rejected.
A little bit less.
Yep. A little bit less.
Little bit less. I do like that, though. I do like it.
Yes.
Take control of the scene.
It just was very funny because the second that happened, I was like, oh, they're not getting married. Like, they tried to hold the thing, and I was like, if somebody says, I'll let you answer, like, even if I was going to say yes, if I was Paul and I had been going to say yes, I would be like, well, no, because why aren't you saying yes?
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, well, wait, can we talk for a second? Because why aren't you saying yes? You know, I'd be like, something's weird here because you're obviously not very sure. I mean, it's obviously a sticky situation. I would never be in this because these people are cray cray.
It's crazy. Well, and she, you know, did she even sleep the night before knowing that Paul probably told her the day before that he, you know, had not made a decision he's not going to until the altar?
He probably told her the day before she's going to be a terrible mother. You know,
I think you might be right. I think she did.
Shelby, though, amazing, shaking her head. Saying,
and I wish I was drunk.
I wish I was way drunker.
I mean, story of my life, right? You just keep drinking and you just can't, you know, you just keep blacking out. You keep puking, you know, you keep getting your stomach pumped. You just can't reach that level of drunk that you want to, you know,
yeah.
There's always a limit. You want to get past that limit, you know, you run out of money, you know, you just can't get the level of drunk that you want to.
Yeah. I want to be so drunk that I am legally, clinically dead.
Yes.
That's what I
want. But alive.
But, you know, but I've
like obviously living dead.
You've never felt more alive when you're teetering the edge of existence.
Yeah. Like a zombie and dead, but I like remember it, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I wish I was way drunker.
Story of my life.
I love how Micah said, do we might have the soundbite, but where she says, I never felt safe with you.
No, I don't have it. That's all I didn't think about that. That's hilarious. I wrote it down.
I was like, whoa. Okay. So
your apartment is like a serial killer's. And is a serial killer's.
Yeah. It's like, this is so real and awesome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I didn't feel safe with you with Paul either, Micah, and I was just watching it on TV.
It's tough for a killer to find love. You know, nobody's ever going to really feel safe in a relationship.
Yeah. I know we're supposed to feel bad for Micah, but I just felt really bad for Paul. You know?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. How's he ever going to lock someone down when they know that he's a serial killer?
She's going to find someone else, but is he?
It's sad. It really is.
I love when she walks away from him while he's still talking, and then he's like, no, I need to say this. What's right for me is right for both of us. I'm like, you're such a douchebag.
That was the big thing that he had to say that was going to make it all better.
Yes. He's like, what's right for me? I know what's right for you because I'm really smart.
I think maybe what he was trying to say was, if one of us isn't feeling it, then it's not good for us to get married, so therefore it is right for both of us to not get married.
Yeah.
But the way he says it, it sounds like such an asshole.
But you know what he should have done in that moment? Shut the fuck up. Yeah. That's what he should have done.
Yep.
Enough damage had been done.
It's crazy because the way Paul was talking before the wedding, he was sort of talking like, oh yeah, no, I definitely love her, and you know, we're going to still, it sounded like he still wanted to pursue things with her.
I know. He's like, I don't want to lose her. Like, if I say no, I'll lose her. Like, and then at the end of the episode, it was like, you don't want to be with her at all.
Yeah. It's very confusing because it really seemed like they were going to both, maybe like if they didn't get married, they were actually going to still date afterwards. That's what it seemed like to me.
I know. But, you know, it's a happy ending because Shelby and Ruby and friends are happy. You know, Shelby's so relieved. You know, if Shelby's happy, I'm happy.
What great friends that when you're running down the aisle crying, that they all are laughing and smiling and just overjoyed.
It's like you can feel that way, but maybe don't do it on camera. Yeah. You know, maybe wait till you're off camera. You know, the cameras are there. They're going to see you.
Yeah,
like Micah's, I would feel the
Micah's
same way.
Gonna see that you were a super shitty friend in that moment. Oh, yeah. Totally. In those moments as a friend, you gotta, like, of course you're gonna feel that way. You're gonna be like, this is, thank God she didn't do it. But you can't express that while she's sad.
Yeah, like, thank God your friend didn't marry a serial killer she met through a wall in 20 days on a reality show and cameras. You know, like, of course she was being a total idiot making a decision. Also, she was gonna date him long distance because she lives in Arizona. Like, of course, but
of course,
come on.
But come on. I mean, Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick about it on camera.
I mean, Shelby, you're 100% right. You always have been. You always will be ever since the beginning.
We love you. We stan.
We love you. We stan. We know that we'd be edited the exact same way if we were at these weddings.
Accept our request to follow you on Instagram, please. And we'll have you on the podcast in a second. Please.
Honestly, you're
tagged you in our meme. Please accept it. Please let us have the
follow. She's honestly a higher priority for us than half the cast to come.
Please, I love you. Podcast. Shelby.
Shelbs.
Afterwards, Paul is comforting her and he asks, did I make the wrong choice to her? Like, it's rhetorical. He's like, did I make the wrong choice? Come on. Did I? Come on. You know I made the right choice. Come on. You didn't feel safe with me. You know it. You know what I do for a second part-time job. Come on.
We both know you would have been in the ground within a year. Come on.
Come on. He just really becomes such a dick. And I just want to say, we have been saying on this podcast this whole time, because we're a geniuses, that Paul sucks. Okay.
He's got sucky vibes.
Day one, we've been saying he has sucky vibes. And also, number two, you can go back to podcast number one, the season premiere, and we are saying that Paul gives us the ick and that he is a bit of a creep. And we've also been talking about how people online have been talking about how Paul is a catch. Now, I want to tell you about the things that Paul unnecessarily says on this episode.
Why are they saying he's a catch? What are their reasons?
I talked about this. People are like, he seems like a really great guy and he's like really attractive and he like really cares about her.
Is it because they like he appears intelligent? Is that part of it?
He like appears intelligent and caring and he's like attractive and likes the outdoors and like shit like that.
Right. He just is incapable of feelings and love.
Yes, that part doesn't seem to matter. Because he says that he loves her. It's good enough, you know. But I just want to say, he says now that his love wasn't always reciprocated. It's like, so you say this now,
yeah.
So late. It's like, it's really easy to say this now after you didn't say this like before. And then he goes ahead with,
I struggled with, at least in terms of envisioning Micah as like, you know, a mother. I think for me, it was like difficult for me to do. It's just sort of, just like a nurturing aspect, I think, that some people have. I don't know, but whenever I tried, I just know that I wasn't able to see it very clearly.
Nobody will ever live up to mommy.
Yeah, that is such a mommy's issue thing. And it's also, it is so gross and it is so below the belt.
It's just not nice. It's such a mean thing to say.
It's one of the meanest things you can like say to someone.
Yeah.
It's really mean.
I think Micah would make a great mom for what it's worth. I don't know.
I don't know, but I wouldn't say it.
No, I mean, I never really felt like any vitriol hatred towards Paul or anything. But when he said that, I was like, well, now you're fucked. Like, everybody hates you now. Like,
yeah,
this is it.
it's just like the villain turn. I mean, I was like, where was this interesting shit the whole time, dude? Come on.
That's why there was the ominous music. It's because he's Bane or one of those. He's a Joker.
I was like, Paul is evil now. I wanted his voice to change, and he's like, this is my real voice.
Yeah, it's the Bane. It's the Bane voice. Yeah.
None of you will be my mother. None of you are worthy of my semen.
That's a great villain arc for like the superhero universe, is a guy who is mad that he'll never find a wife because none will be like his mom. Really, if you think about it, that is the arc for a lot of villains in the universe.
Basically, yeah.
It really is. If you think about it.
below the belt, dude. I was like, what the, why are you saying this about, like,
it,
I mean,
it came
I,
out of nowhere.
I was like, I kind of appreciate it because it's great reality TV content. Don't get me wrong, but like,
oh yeah,
she doesn't deserve that. I mean, I know, I mean, I know some people hate Maika for like really unreasonable reasons. I don't think she's that bad of a person. I mean, it's just
not really unreasonable.
All. Come on.
Not at all.
Joking around. It's ridiculous.
I mean, we've gone a little hard on Maika too in the past, but let's be real.
Yeah, we're funny.
You and I would be. Yeah, I know. That's the difference.
We're actually the most hilarious people on the planet, Ben.
Leave it to us, folks. You don't need to go into their comment sections on Instagram. Just let us do our job.
Yeah, okay? Paul, stop going in Micah's comment section. But you know, Micah's mom, luckily, she knows what Paul really is.
He's an idiot. I mean, literally.
He's an idiot. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good look for Paul. Not a good look. Can't wait to see him on Perfect Match.
It was kind of awesome though. Maybe he'll be a villain now.
I can't wait to see Paul on Perfect Match. Shelby's gonna be on Perfect Match.
He'll go on Perfect Match.
You think Micah will go on Perfect Match? I don't know. Maybe.
He's going to bring, he's going to go at Perfect Match, but he's going to request to like take all, on dates, he'll take women to the doctor and do like an egg count with them. So I guess to see how fertile they'll be.
Fertility is now number one.
Yeah, he'll test their fertility to see how good of a mother they'll be. That's what he's going to do. fucking asshole. Should we get to Tiffany and Brett?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tiffany arrives and today is magical. And you know why it's magical? A choo-choo! Yay!
I feel the same way, honestly.
Yeah, I'd be like, a choo-choo is here? Can I ride it for a little bit? That is dope.
Yeah, I want to get married on that choo-choo.
Yes. Please. Anything else happen or can we move on to the next couple?
You're just done with the whole thing.
No, huh? I'm just kidding. Everyone's very optimistic. Brett gets the blessing. But what happened,
I like that he asked for a blessing like right before the wedding. Like, hey, I know I'm about to marry your daughter.
Yeah, what if he said,
want to toss me that blessing real quick?
What if no, Brett would be like, all right, wedding's over. Everybody hop back on the train.
This is not supposed to happen today.
But I did not receive the blessing, so we cannot continue with the wedding. I apologize.
If anyone has any questions, comments, complaints, let me direct you to Tiffany's dad. He's sitting right over there in the first row. That's the man you want to talk to, not me.
Yes, unfortunately, I did not receive the blessing, so...
Sorry, contractually, I cannot get married.
Yes. but yes, those pants, man. Brett goes aggro.
This should not happen. This is avoidable. I could have did this myself. This should have happened. There's no excuses. Period.
My God, whoa.
Do you think he just was like nervous the night before and got like a dozen of Krispy Kremes or something the night before?
You think he filled out the pants?
He filled out a little bit. He got nervous. And then he was projecting the next day because he didn't want everybody to know he ate all those donuts last night. He was, you know.
I wish.
He was like, this is the costumer's fault.
Yeah, so you think that they intentionally fucked up the pants so that this would happen?
Why not? Gotta add a little drama, baby.
Yeah, something had to happen at this wedding. I mean, otherwise it was just gonna be a fucking fairy tale. Who wants to watch that? I mean, apparently a lot of people, but not me. I mean, they were just helping out the podcast a little bit.
Yeah. The wardrobe person was like, you know, I've been watching this unfold for a while now. It puts me to sleep every time. So gotta do something weird with the pants or the tie, something.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta say, I kind of got what Brett was feeling a little bit. I think production was like in charge of the pants, and I think he told them the way that he wanted them to fit.
Yeah.
And then they just didn't do it. And then it was like, that's why he's like, I could have done this myself. Like I could have taking them to the tailor the way that I want them to fit.
That is annoying.
And then they were like super baggy, and he's like, "This isn't just like a production day. Like I'm taking like this is like my actual
this
one
is my wedding.
Yeah. This is my one actual wedding, and like not a joke.
Not their primary focus, though, is it?
Well, I know exactly, yeah, and I get that too. But I do get why he was like upset, you know.
So, yeah, so, I get that too. Yeah,
and he did get it, and you know, he did get it done. He got them to take them to the tailor, and maybe if he wasn't such a dick about it, he wouldn't have got the pants.
Was that a tailor and not just their wardrobe person?
They went to an actual tailor.
Okay. See, I just figured they were using their own wardrobe people, you know?
No, that looked like a real tailor at like a tailor store.
Mm-hmm.
I think they found one. Because I don't think they would have an actual like wardrobe person on set that day.
A lot of times, well, I don't know. Like I know on Survivor they have wardrobe people out there. Like reality TV has wardrobe departments. Yeah. Like they really do dictate a lot of decisions when it comes to those things. So
you think they went to a tailor set and then
not
their
a tailor
people? Not a set. They went to a tailoring store.
I think Brett probably said, "I'm not going with your wardrobe
anymore."
And I think they had to like find an outside tailor.
Yeah.
Even though the wardrobe person was probably like, "I can take it out. It's not a problem." And he was probably pissed. That's what probably happened. Yeah. Well, you know what they should have gave him? If they really wanted to mix things up, they should have given him a pair of shorts.
Yeah, that would have been good. Then he could have looked like, do you ever see LeBron when he wore the shorts with like when he was holding like the suitcase and the famous thing? He wore like suit shorts. Like amazing.
Is that a thing that exists?
Suit shorts were in for like a little bit. Like LeBron wore them one time and he had like a briefcase. And
it
like
doesn't even make sense. It sounds like an oxymoron, suit shorts.
Yeah, it's kind of hilarious, but yeah. That's the only one I can think.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
this is not supposed
to
happen. I was not supposed to be wearing shorts today.
Yeah. But yeah, they did look a little baggy to me, and I see why he would want them to be tighter. I'm just saying, I kind of get it. They did look like they fit a little bit, but he wanted them to be the tighter fit. He wanted his special day to be okay.
Totally.
Brett's that kind of guy, you know, just personally. I kind of understand, but he was also being a bit
of a diva. I should have had my wedding in the metaverse. Yeah. God damn it.
Yes.
You don't have to wear pants there because you're floating.
Do we think it was really as close to the wedding as they think? How they said, as they labeled, they said 1.5 hours to the wedding. They went to the tailor, and then he left with 30 minutes until the wedding. I have a feeling that it either wasn't as close.
I think that timeline's not entirely accurate.
Or it was as close, and they just delayed the wedding for Brett's pants, which is also really funny too.
Yeah,
the wedding was delayed 3 hours for Brett. Just sitting
I hope
there.
They took the train to go to the tailor shop. That's all I know.
I hope they had to go 3 hours away to get there.
Yeah,
because like they I think
yeah, Brett had
that,
to
like,
go all the way to Portland. He's like, my tailor shop. It's got to be my tailor shop.
Because like they're like in the fucking mountains. Like where like it's impressive that they like found an open tailor. Like whatever the fuck is happening, you know? Like it's pretty cool.
Shout out to all those production coordinators out there doing.
No, Ben, fuck them. They fucked up his pants. This is avoidable. This is fuck them.
I said production coordinators.
They
not
ruined
wardrobe.
His special day. All production.
Max, you know my wife was a production coordinator.
Why did she mess up his pants personally? And your dog.
No.
Why did Milhouse?
You're attacking my whole family.
And you.
I have to defend their honor.
No. I know it wasn't their fault. It was the rest of the whole production world's fault. I just love the cut between Tiffany screaming with her bridesmaids jumping up and down, being happy, and Brett like at the tailor's, like not with the groomsmen.
Yeah, yeah. So funny.
We get the Marshall cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm devastated. This really sucks, but I'm here for you. I'm glad to be still on camera. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, had some cool dolly shots, couple of cool glide cam shots with the
yeah,
mountains. In the
yeah, I noticed that too. I was like, they're really getting these mountains in there. Hell very yeah. Cinematic, yeah. They probably had them do the same conversation a few times. Like, are you guys remember what you said, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They
should have made Marshall the ring bearer or something. They should have had him. They should have had him come up.
Yeah, why wasn't he part of the wedding? Like, come on.
Or maybe they didn't want him to because he was going to keep that ring. You know?
Yeah.
I'm leaving here with something. I'm leaving here with something.
So it's cool that they got like a rain machine involved in there so they could have rain during the vows. Cool. That was really cool that they shelled out for that. That's pretty expensive dairy to have that out there.
Especially, in Seattle where it's so dry, those rain machines are always sold out.
Yeah.
Always.
So Tiffany and Brett, it comes time to do the thing.
Now is the time to decide if love is blind.
Well, this guy's really, that guy really fucking milked his time.
Oh, I know.
I was like, dude, this isn't about you.
Well, again, I think very intentional from production to put the most extra justice of the peace on Brett and Tiffany's wedding.
Yeah, he was, I mean, like, that's 6 seconds. All of the other ones are like 2 seconds. Like, he was like,
oh, he goes for it.
He went for it.
Do you think he handed out cards after the show, like his business cards after the wedding? Do you think he was handing it out to all the guests and he was like, oh yeah, you can catch me at Laugh Factory on Saturdays. I'll be there, or on Open Mic Tuesdays. I'll be there. You know, joking. Yeah.
In case if any of you guys go on Love is Blind, here's my card. I can do your wedding too. Do you guys remember when Tiffany fell asleep in the pods? And everyone's like, no, we weren't there. Remember? We haven't seen the show.
Remember the raccoon in Mexico, everybody? Here he is. Let's give a big hand.
That would have been sick. But yeah, they both say yes. Yay! But yeah, I feel
I'm just going to say they're cute. They're cute. Everybody says, you know, Ben and Max, they're the only people on the planet that hate Brett and Tiffany. We don't hate Brett and Tiffany. We just strongly
dislike them.
Dislike how boring they are on the show. Okay. They when we don't like people on these shows, it usually means that they are normal, nice individuals that we would probably like in real life. Right?
No, here's my problem, Ben. We are painting these two as if they're normal, as if this love is normal, as if these two are goals, okay? They met through a wall and they're getting married
you're right.
20 that days. And everyone is like, I want to be like Brett and Tiffany. It's so perfect. It's not. It's a facade. It's not
insane.
Real. It's insane. It and no one's talking about it except for us. It's fake.
I will say,
it's cute.
It is cute. They are both adorable together. And Lauren and Cameron are still together. There are some couples that are still together.
Yes.
And if there was one couple from this season that I would say could potentially go the distance, I would say it's them.
I would, and Amber and Barnett are still together too, you know.
Yeah,
but he paid off her debt, so like he's still locked in there, you know.
Well, he's invested at this point.
He's a catch. Barnett's a catch.
Barnett.
If I were to marry anyone from the show, I would marry Barnett.
But Barnett is the biggest catch in the history of the show. He will clear all of your makeup credit card debt. You
know? He's the best.
Yeah. He's living with roommates after he had a home. He had to sell his home, and he's living with roommates for her.
The only thing he won't do is give you a baby because he doesn't want to inconvenience your roommate and have a baby, you know, with the roommates, you know.
Well, think about the credit card debt that baby's going to rack up.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it is Amber's child. Don't forget.
No, they're very cute. And I especially think that there's like a very funny side to Tiffany. I even soundbited it.
We don't go to the bridal suite and we don't get it all broken, okay? Come on.
If you can hear it, she says, we're gonna go to the bridal suite and we're gonna get it on real quick. Okay. Like, she has this really like funny side to her that
she's hilarious. Yeah.
She's really funny. And I think that because they were trying to give us this perfect, like, romantic kind of like side to them, that we kind of missed her funniness, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot we got it like a little bit, but we didn't get it from her a lot, and I think she's like super funny. Like, I felt like I missed it a lot, and I felt that we were just getting like, it's just not our cup of tea. I know that there's a lot of people who just think it's like cute and they like to watch it. It's just not what we like personally, but you know, there's plenty of people that do, and that's cool, and I support it.
100% agree. And every season they have to edit the same arc for the same archetypes, you know. Last season it was Alexa and Brennan. The season before that it was Nick and Danielle. First season it was Lauren and Cameron. So they have to be edited in this certain way, with the same arc and everything. The difference is with Nick and Danielle, they fought a lot, so there was a lot of entertainment there. Laura, but like, you know, I wish they had edited Brett and Tiffany to be more like Lauren and Cameron. Because I always felt like Lauren and Cameron were that like perfect happy couple, but we really got to see more and more of like Lauren, especially, is hilarious. And we got to really see that. Like, we saw their personalities big time throughout. Whereas I don't think we got that as much with Brett and Tiffany. I really don't.
I think the problem is that Brett is genuinely like pretty boring.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Whenever he talks very slowly and it's very so
Cameron,
it's very soothing.
A little bit.
Yeah, but like
Lauren carried that in terms
Cameron is boring, but the things that happen around him, like people interacting with him, is very funny. Yes. Like him rapping.
And him rapping was very funny.
And then him meeting Lauren's father was very funny. You know, you just had these moments that were like other people interacting with Cameron was funny. You could just throw Cameron into a situation. But Brett, I was just kind of like, I like Brett. I like Brett, but yeah.
If you want to listen to our season one recaps, folks, they are available on patreon.com/reality alert. We had a lot of fun recapping that first season, so check that out.
Yes. And by the way, people message us being like, don't hate me, I like Tiffany and Brett. And like, that's great. Enjoying the show is definitely better than not enjoying the show. We don't hate that you enjoy watching the show. Like, that's great. Like, genuinely, you having different opinions than us is wonderful. What we like about our podcast is that we have strong opinions. So
we're just trying we're different than the other Love is Blind podcasts, and we like to stay that way.
So you having opinions is good too. So yeah, liking Tiffany and Brett is definitely not a bad thing in our eyes. Anyway,
no way.
Now we never have to talk about them ever again until ever. Sunday.
Until the Sunday, yes. Then the After the Altar, and then Perfect Match, and then
That'd be great if they both ended up in Perfect Match. Just kidding. Bliss and Zach. Wow, the final wedding already. I can't believe it. Bliss arrives and says she is nervous, but Zach is her special person. She says there was fire between them.
Wow. Maybe she is his perfect person, you know, but maybe they are a perfect match because he, you know, the fire and the, he's really into fantasy and
fire and ice. A saga of fire and ice or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
A song of ice and fire. That's right. What it would be. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Not a katana of a Hanzo sword of lightning. And it all started with cupcakes. But this is what really connects them. Did you know that this was our first Love is Blind wedding between two owls?
She feels like she identifies as like an owl, which is weird because I also feel like I identify as an owl.
It's our first owl on owl wedding.
Wow. That's
You should have seen the bridal suite after the wedding. It was filled with feathers.
Yeah, and bird shit.
Oh, okay. Interesting what you're implying with that. Why don't his friends make fun of him for this stuff? Like, I just couldn't imagine one of my friends telling me that he identifies as an owl.
Because they don't.
They didn't in there. He's saying that he identifies as an owl and his fiance identifies as an owl and they're not making fun of him. I mean, there is
you didn't hear when Zach left the room, you didn't hear all the laughter behind the door right after.
No, I mean, there's no way that my friend could say that to me and I couldn't say anything. I mean, these are bad friends. You gotta say something.
Man, you gotta cool it with the owl shit.
You just gotta make fun of him to his face, okay? I gotta say something. His friend Kenny, did you notice that his friend Kenny doesn't know Bliss's name?
No. What?
Listen to these two sound bites. I picked this up.
Wow. Good.
Check
good
this
ear.
Out. This is the first thing that he said.
So, why did you not choose this one first the first time?
This one.
He calls Bliss this one. Okay, so I'm going, seems like he doesn't know her name. Now, check out the second thing that he said.
I don't know what's a B for. That's her first initial.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Zach is putting on cufflinks and he says, what is the B for? Because the cufflink is a B.
Oh my God.
And Zach goes, that's her first initial.
He's like, oh, it's Bliss. And he's like, oh, because you're happy.
Oh, because you're like ignorance. Kenny does not know Bliss's name.
That is fantastic.
Her name's Irene, God. Right? What's her name? Biss? Like Bisquick? Her name's Bisquick? He doesn't know her fucking name.
Great friends.
They're what's like, her name? Hedwig? An owl?
Really solid buddies. They are. And did they? They were just at the bachelor party too with each other. Like
he doesn't know
by
her
now.
Fucking name.
He should know by now. This is the season of bad friends. Is what this is. There's just so many bad friends in this season. Good
what's
God.
This one? What's the? Why'd you choose this one and not the other? The other one.
How long can he keep that up? It's going to be like a year. They're going to have like their 1 year wedding anniversary. It's going to be like. So it's already been 1 year with this one, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Unbelievable.
Yeah, like, I kept rewinding. I was like, did the same guy say the same thing and he didn't know the thing?
That is crazy. That is crazy. Yeah. Wow.
It's sad that
good
Zach.
Catch. Good catch.
Thank you. That's why they pay us the big bucks.
Yeah.
Zach, it was sad that Zach's mother isn't there hanging over him, but they cut to a cute little owl statue in front of a fire.
Oh my
what
God.
A good omen. What are the odds that an owl statue is there?
It's crazy.
It's a sign.
You never see an owl statue. Ever.
It's the I hope you dance of statues. And he fucking brought that up with his friends. Like, does this guy have this, like, only a few things that he's capable of talking about? Owls, I hope you dance, and...
Elden Ring.
An Elden Ring. Those are the three things he's capable of talking about. Otherwise, he explodes. He breaks down. We get to their wedding, and no ominous music. I was pretty disappointed about it.
Yeah. That actually made me more afraid than the ominous music would have, was the absence of the ominous music.
I find the ominous music very comforting, usually.
Yeah, I remember you told me that's how you get to sleep at night. You listen to ominous music.
Yeah, I just let it rock, you know?
You always have a sense of impending doom when you go to bed.
That's how I sleep, man.
Some people like white noise. You know, you like obviously.
Maria says every morning, I never got to sleep last night. I don't know if there's a connection. Shaw is like, hopefully this idiot will work out. Probably not, but hopefully. Shaw really has his finger on the pulse of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I like him.
I like the dynamic with both of her parents, like both trying to get one last word in before they walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
And I love you so much, baby. You know I'll always be here for you. Yes, and you know I will always be here for you too. Don't forget, I'm the better parent. Don't forget this, please.
Well, she needed both of them to present her, to hand her over to Zach. Did you notice that they say, who will present this bride? You know, and then Zach gave them a few shekels and a goat, and then she was transitioned over.
It's too bad that the mom and dad weren't dressed like in an owl costume, owl costumes, and they like sort of swooped in with her and dropped her off.
Yeah, where were the owls and the katanas?
It's a shame.
Zach and his vows just kept saying, like, I think the moment I loved you was when I told you goodbye. And then he just kept yammering on like he does, and he just kept being like, do you remember when I broke up with you and I chose somebody else? That's when I knew I loved you. When I picked Irina over you. Do you remember when you were my second choice? That's when I knew I loved you. Because
Bliss is like, could you please not mention your ex-fiance from 3 weeks ago in our wedding? Thank you.
Just in case anyone's confused, I chose someone instead of Bliss. And that's when I realized I loved her. Because I chose her second, and she'll always be second. But she's marrying me anyway. Because she's second. And I was like, dude, shut up. Quit while you're ahead.
Him and Paul, they don't really have a filter or really think too much about what they're going to say, do they? They just they wing it like Kwame.
Yeah.
You know, except Kwame's better at winging it than they are.
He just laughs.
He just laughs, yeah.
But Bliss's vows are pretty bad too. All she said was, you believe in second chances and you care about other people. Yeah. I was like, that's all you're going to say? Just two lines? You prepare anything? Not that Zach deserves it. You know, maybe she was like, he doesn't really deserve it.
Yeah. How many Elden Ring references do you have in Zach's vows?
Maybe we should really
search.
We should check Twitter.
Let's look at Ludo songs and see if his.
Yeah, I thought he was going to sing a Ludo song. I was disappointed.
Why not?
Should Bliss have made a vow to the Instagram followers, to her future Instagram followers?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, that's the least she could do.
I will do 3 posts every day, 5 different story posts, and only 4 ads a week. Thank you.
Only 4 ads a week. My Instagram Plus subscription will deliver good content. It won't be lazy content, I promise you. I will deliver the goods.
You can chat with me at least 5 times a month. Thank you.
Now is the time to decide if love is blind.
That officiant. Not great.
Not as good. Yeah.
Not as good.
She's not handing out business cards afterwards.
No, definitely not. I think she should retire.
I like that Zach, he does have this big awakening here that, like, wow, yeah, love is really blind. He says at the end of this episode, and it's like, yeah, but you, the person that you claim to have fallen in love in the pods with and married and got engaged to was Irina. It wasn't Bliss. Yeah, so how can you keep saying love is blind when you met Bliss in person before you got engaged to her?
Yeah, he even said at one point, like, well, yeah, when I met her in person, that's when I, like, knew.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, Zach says
I knew that she was really hot and that love is blind. Okay, love is blind.
Yeah, Zach says, I love you so much, Bliss, I do. And Bliss goes, I love you, Instagram, I do. You know, it was a really beautiful wedding, Ben. And then I just want to say something. I know that, you know, I gave Bliss's dress a hard time in the fittings, and that I said that it wasn't a great dress and that it was the worst dress and that she shouldn't have worn it. But seeing it in person during the wedding, I just want to say it's a really bad dress and she shouldn't have worn it. It's really bad. It's a bad dress.
I thought she looked nice.
Yeah, she seems very nice.
I thought she looked very pretty.
She did look pretty, but it's a bad dress. What? It's just telling the truth.
You were like Brett watching that scene. You were like, this is not today. This is not happening today.
This was avoidable. She could have picked a different dress, Ben.
They should have taken her to those tailors. Yeah, they should. Pop her on the train, head down to the tailor, and get a new dress.
She should have hopped on the Max Express. I would have taken her down. I could have picked a different dress for her myself.
That's the streaming service Express. The
God damn it.
The HBO Express.
Is this like when people are named Alexa that pretty soon people are going to be like, oh, I watched it on Max, like your name.
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen?
How do you feel about that being the face of HBO now? Huh?
I think it's, well, dreams come true, Ben. Dreams come true.
This is what you always pictured for your career. Right?
Thank God. You know, but Bliss and Zach, they're not going to Mexico, Ben.
They're going to Cahool. Oh, wait, no. What?
Cahool?
Yeah, Owls of Cahool.
Oh, is that movie with the owls? They're like 3D. Yeah.
I sent you the trailer. Did you never watch it?
Yeah. No, I just didn't remember what the movie was called. I always forget what it's called because I haven't seen it.
Zack Snyder's Owls of Cahool.
I love him.
Look at us.
We're married.
Oh.
Got a little ominous at the end, didn't it?
Well, that's because that's when we get to the serious part. Paul says love is blind, but is it enough? He says it's difficult to marry Micah tomorrow or 10 years from now. But what about 20 years from now? Can we have an after the altar 20 years from now?
20, maybe 30. Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love that.
Yeah.
It's like a reunion, like your 25-year reunion.
I can't wait to be podcasting this after the altar 20 years from now.
Fingers crossed.
There we go.
I don't have a fallback, so we got to.
All in, baby. Podcasting from the metaverse, baby. What was this?
I think Paul's going to test out the Love is Blind theory again. Not by going on the show, but I think he's just going to like cut out people's eyes.
Yeah.
And he's going to date them.
And his eyes, you know.
And his own. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's committed to the experiment for sure.
Well, he knows it works too.
A blind serial killer?
Proven.
A blind serial killer? Yeah, I think we've got a pitch for Netflix.
Let's do it.
But a sexy blind serial killer. Oh yeah.
Oh baby. What was this song that Bliss and Zach were dancing to? I've never heard it before. It sounded like an original. Was this an original?
I was really confused. Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. I bet if somebody put it on their wedding list and somebody else did, it would be a very unique situation, and it would be fate for them to meet. I don't think anybody's ever danced to this song before at their wedding. I was like, wow, what is this song? Incredible.
It's too bad it wasn't just the Macarena. I wish it was.
That would have been sick. That's an amazing wedding song. The Macarena doesn't happen enough anymore.
No, it doesn't. What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
A lot of dances have withstood the test of time, I feel like.
But this one, Macarena.
No Macarena.
We're going to bring it back.
We had a Macarena soundbite at one point. I can't remember what for, but we did.
And now we're going to play the Macarena in full.
Yes. There's no royalties for that, right?
No.
That's owned by everybody, by the people.
Yeah, it's like happy birthday now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get to the end, and Bliss and Zach, we actually see them sign the marriage certificate. I don't remember if we've seen this before.
No. I don't believe we have.
Yeah, they want us to believe that this is real. You know, they want us to know that these people are really getting married.
That, but they also want something to cut to in the after the altar when it's revealed that they're divorced.
But you're a lawyer, so if you need to get us out of this,
that's true.
You can, right?
Yeah.
I screamed when I saw that. I screamed. When like, she said
please,
that.
Please tell me there's an out. Like, I'm not, like, this isn't really forever, right? Because I'm just trying to get up to 1 million, like, DP, and then I'm out of 5,000.
Yeah, I just want that mill. I just want that one mill.
And then I'm out, maybe. Because my dad's like really mad at me and I don't want to be completely disowned.
Yeah. I really do think.
This is an investment. Okay,
there's a
Zachy?
Lot of truth. There's a lot of truth behind comedy. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, I don't think that was entirely a joke.
So when we're joking, we're telling the truth?
Every time.
Oh, oh baby. Our listeners know a lot about us. Well, that was a finale, Ben. You know, I wish we had gotten like one more no. You know, I find the no's to be the most exciting.
Satisfying?
Yeah, the most satisfying.
Well, and it just like, it feels relief. It, like you feel relief too when they say no. You're like, oh, thank God. They didn't ruin my life. You know, it's hard for me to watch this show. And like, I'm not a parent. I don't have kids. But I feel like a nervous parent watching these finales because I feel frightened for them. Like, I'm like, oh no, my child is about to make this really horrible decision. I hope they say no. That's how it feels watching.
I just like the drama after they say no. So that's why I want them to say no.
Yeah. Well, I like that too.
Well, I think the reunion should be interesting. I'm excited for Jackie and Marshall to come back. I think Paul and Micah should be a highlight. I think those two will be the best part. And I want to see if everyone's still together, but I do predict that they will be.
Yeah. Well, that's between now and Sunday, who knows what stuff is going to come out. Because I feel like
might be under lockdown, like NDA. I don't know if they can tell us. And that might even stretch past days after reunion.
Well, you know, just keep an eye on Jackie's Twitter feed.
Yeah, she'll probably reveal everything.
She'll leak some stuff, and you just got to screen grab it before she deletes it, you know, 8 hours later. That's all.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if there was some messiness from, because I don't totally buy into two of these couples' marriages.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great time recapping this finale here, Ben, hasn't it?
The best. This is like one of my favorite seasons.
Oh,
might be my second favorite season, I think.
I think so too.
After season one.
It kept it going, you know. I never felt like it was repeating itself like other seasons do. I never was like, oh, again.
It was never like, oh, we're really relying on this one person to carry the season, where it felt like that in season two and three, where it was like there's one or two really good characters that we like and that's it. I felt like the whole cast was pretty solid for the most part.
Always fun to talk about too.
I
feel like it's always fun to talk about, but you know, it was always fresh. I was only sleepy during certain parts, you know.
Right.
So we'll be back on Sunday recapping it, and then at some point when we have enough social media to talk about, we'll be back doing a love center for these two episodes, talk about all the social media and stuff like that. So you can only catch that on patreon.com/realityalert. It's our Patreon exclusive recap of each week of Love is Blind. And then after the reunion, we're going to have even more post-season recaps coming out, but they'll be exclusively on our Patreon. Starts at only $5 a month, and it's your best way to support the podcast. So you definitely want to check it out. Patreon.com/realityalert, and it has over 50 episodes of content on there, and you definitely want to check that out. So please support the pod.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this season, folks. It's going to be a fun Sunday night. Be sure to keep an eye out. Make sure you turn on notifications on YouTube if you want to watch our recap live of the live reunion.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
I wish I was way drunker.